So here we are in St. James's Church, and I'm sitting here with somebody who's just going to introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Gwyneth Ann Jeffries.
And Gwyneth, you were married in St. No, you weren't married in St. James's Church. You had a celebration, a church blessing, in St. James's Church after your wedding. Can you tell us a bit about how you met your husband and how you ended up getting married?
I met my husband at the Three Counties Show the previous year, and he was actually selling electrical massage equipment and saw me coming towards him and asked me if I'd be interested in buying it. He wanted to give me a demonstration. I said, well, he'd give me a demonstration, but I wouldn't actually buy it. And he just somehow sold himself to me at that meeting.
And what were you doing at the time when you were at the Three Counties Show?
I had just gone for a day off from work to see around the show. Because ever since I was at Steambridge and had my own livestock, I'd been interested in the agricultural show.
Great. And so it was about 15 months after you met that you were married, is that right? Tell me a bit about your wedding day then. Did everything go according to plan?
Not quite. We were getting married in the registry office, but the wedding car didn't turn up. I ended up going in my brother's car with the bridesmaids. We got there just in time. I think I might have been a couple of minutes late, but everything went straightforward after that.
It's good, I think, for the bride to be late, isn't it? It gives everyone else a chance to get in case they didn't quite make it on time. But so there was an initial hiccup, and I think you said something about the car company. Did they charge you after they failed?
No. They didn't send us a bill.
So you got a free car, because they turned up later on in the day, is that right?
Yeah, they took us from the registry office to St. James's here, and also from St. James's to the Fleece Hotel where we had our reception.
And can you remember anything about the service, about who took it or what happened?
Yeah, Reverend Stewart took the service. I'm afraid I don't remember very much about it. We had to have, we weren't able to have a choir, I don't believe. So, because I think that costs were above our means at the time.
Right, I can imagine possibly booking a choir will be quite expensive. People don't tend to do that anymore, to be honest with you. And then you went back for a reception, you said, at the Fleece Hotel. Was that just friends and family, or was it a small affair?
Well, it was, I think, actually most of the people who came to the wedding who were mainly friends and family. I was fairly well known at the time because I had been an ambulance driver for a little while. I was the first woman ambulance driver to get married from Gloucester.
Oh, very good. And can you tell me a bit about your wedding dress as well?
I made my wedding dress myself because I was still friends with a retired ladies tailor who my mother had helped out with doing sewing jobs for him. And he cut the pattern for me and told me how to make it, and I made it with his help. I was quite pleased with it at the end. I think it turned out quite well in the end. I was very grateful to Uncle Tom, as I knew him, for the help he gave me in making it.
From the photo you showed me, it looked very nice. And you said that the dress was actually cost you less because you made it yourself than the hat than the headdress you wore.
See, it's only a sort of looks like feathers. It's not feathers, but it's made to look like feathers. Just went over my head. That cost me £8.
Gosh, I'm really glad you had a happy wedding day, and thank you very much for coming in to share your story.